this episode of Hacker Public Radio with me, Zoak. Today I'm going to talk about a website that I really should spend more time on, but generally don't. The website is called Hack This Site, www.hackthisite.org. That's Hotel Alpha Charlie Kilo Tango Hotel India Sierra India Tango Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. To read the blurb at the front, Hack This Site is a free, safe and legal training ground for hackers to test and expand their hacking skills. More than just another hacker war game site, we're a living, breathing community with many active products in development, with a vast selection of blah 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 stuff. Anyway, basically they have a bunch of things. You do various challenges and they have various lectures and articles and news and information and stuff. The challenges, they have the basic missions, realistic missions, application, programming logic, extended basic JavaScript and Stego missions. If I click on the basic missions and load it up and see what I've got, these are the very basic, just ease you into some of these things. And the idea is they've created sites on their server with certain vulnerabilities and you have to exploit those vulnerabilities to actually get in. I'm going to do something you shouldn't do. I'm going to actually explain how to do the first basic mission. This is really, really simple, and if you can't do this one, then you know you shouldn't be doing the site. But you can click on the first basic mission and it loads you up and it says, you know, basic test your skills to see if you can do any of these missions, requirements, HTML. So it loads a page up here and says, this level is what we call the idiot test. If you can't complete it, don't give up learning all you can, but don't go begging to someone else for the answer. That's one way to get you haters made fun of. Enter the password and you can continue. So it has a password box. And the standard thing in most of these ones is to right click and view the page source. And you see what exactly they're doing and you can see what the box is. We can look at all this stuff. And in this case we can search for password box. And if you find, you'll find the bit here, you see a form action and a method post input type password. Name, password, input type submit, blah blah blah. Anyway, you have the bit there and it should be fairly obvious what the password is. Not actually going to give it out. But if you're following on, you basically you've figured it out by now. So you can put that in submit and then it says congrats, you've completed basic one again. Well, for you guys it won't, it'll just say you congratulations, you've completed basic one, here's 10 points or something. You have points and you can see how high you go up. The basic, extended basic, realistic JavaScript missions are all about websites, JavaScript or JavaScript based. The basic, pretty much looking at the source code, fixes that one. The realistic are a bit more interesting. Application missions are working on actual applications. Here's an application, crack the password on it kind of thing. The programming missions are you have to write a program to do stuff. The logic missions are weird. They're the sort of logic puzzles almost. 55 pence. In two coins. One of them is not a 50 pence piece. What are the two coins? And of course the answer is the two coins are a 50 pence piece and a 5 pence piece. I said one of them is not, the other one was a 50 pence. That kind of thing, logically you have to think exactly what they say. One of them is, gives you a personal detail, what's their password. I think it's really fun. I really don't go on as much as I should and I don't do it as much as I should. So I've got an account, this is actually a really old one, before I started using the word Zoak. Toying with the idea of actually restarting Zoak up on here and doing anyway, but my rank as apprentice, I have 1,377 points, and you can gain more for doing things. And it gives you a list of everything you've done, Hall of Fame points, lectures given, and all this kind of stuff. And it lets you brush up on your hacking things, and also how to defend against it. As I said, I learned a lot about SQL injection from this. And then I went to my own websites and checked and made sure that none of my sites were vulnerable to the SQL injection. Which they weren't, because yeah, running Drupal and stuff, they just do updates for you, basically. And as long as you keep the latest version and they nag you, telling you, you know, Drupal will email you when there's updates and things, you don't need to worry about it too much. But there's a bunch of different things. It's a really, really cool site. I highly recommend you go and have a look at it. It's lots of fun. Go and have a play. Just don't keep asking me for questions about it, because whilst you can give hints out, you're not meant to give the passwords out. So, there we go. Have fun, everyone. Thank you for listening. I've been Zoak, and this has been Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.